Yesterday there was a question at the end as to why we made specific reference to how God reveals himself, the names of God, in relation to Naomi and Ruth. You recall that in verse 20, Naomi speaks of God as the Almighty, El Shaddai. And he was, in that revelation of himself, dealing with Naomi sovereignly as the Almighty. But then she uses the word, but Jehovah has brought me back. And this is the thought of the covenant God, the God of blessing, the one who now has his arms open. I think Stephen mentioned that for us in New Testament language is that we see him and understand him as our Father. Now, Naomi, she testifies that she's come back empty. But you remember earlier she was moved to return because she had heard that God had visited his people with bread. And I don't know if you can appreciate in your hearts how God works. He had to empty Naomi of everything that she thought she needed. And yet God is a God of provision and grace, so that now she returns with Ruth at the beginning of the harvest season. It's not in the middle, but it's at the very beginning, that she might enjoy with the people of God, and that Ruth might have an introduction to the people of God to see how God deals with his people. Naomi now has that which can fill her heart. You know, we often speak of how the world and people in the world are constantly looking for satisfaction. That's why every Thursday and Friday and Saturday night, the world is out trying to fill up that void. But here, the Lord is giving that provision, Christ in resurrection for us as believers, to fill the heart and satisfy the soul.
In the verse 22, it says that she came at the beginning of the harvest. And as we saw in verse 23 of chapter 2, she kept fast by the maidens, and she stayed until the end of the harvest. She stayed at the end of, to the end of the barley harvest, and on to the next harvest, which would be the wheat harvest. And we see steadfastness. She didn't start gleaning and then end off halfway through the harvest. And we can make an application for ourselves here as well.
Yeah, I think it's important that she... Let me say one little other thing first. Verse 1 introduces us to Boaz. Draw a line. That's all it does. It tells us about the man Boaz. Verse 2, then, he's going to lead us into the field. It was kind of an amazing thing for me to read that most of this book is a dialogue between two sisters. Most of it. There's 85 little verses. 50 some of those verses are the dialogue or the conversation between Naomi and between Ruth, or between Ruth and Boaz. What was Ruth looking for? This is, I think, where you're coming, Joe. Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now, not tomorrow, let me now go to the field. And what was she looking for? Let me glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. What a wonderful provision. I don't know when or how much she knew from the book of Deuteronomy in Leviticus of the provision of God for widows. But she takes the very lowest place. She's looking for the grace of God to meet her needs. And I don't find that Naomi, sent her. I don't see that at all here. I think that she went. Her heart was motivated.
If we turn to Deuteronomy 24, we'll see who was supposed to go to the fields to glean behind the workers. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 19 says,
When thou reapest thy harvest in thy field, and forgettest the sheaf in the field, thou shalt not return to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. We can see that Ruth is all three of those.
That's right.
She's not just the widow, but she was also the stranger, the father, and the fatherless. But by the end of this book, it wouldn't be characteristic of her for any three of those. And also, for application for us, we also were all three of those. We were a stranger to God, we were fatherless, and we were a widow. But now, as Christians, we can't say any of those either.
I want to just highlight verse 1 again. Because we are introduced to the second man. Chapter 1, verse 1, you have a certain man. Chapter 2, verse 1, you have a mighty man. The first man have failed. The first man have left the place of blessing. The first man have brought judgment not only upon himself, but upon his seeds. The second man, thank God for him. He's in the place of blessing. He's not weak like the first man. He's not dead, but he's alive. And he's a mighty man of wealth. And that's really what the Spirit of God in chapter 2 is putting before us. Yes, it is named the Book of Ruth. That's God's grace. It is really the Book of Boaz, who provided everything.
The first man also couldn't provide anything at all. He had to go out and look, and there was nothing. The second man, every resource is found in him. Every blessing that we're blessed with is in Christ Jesus. And every resource that we could possibly ever need is found in him. He is the sufficient one. He's the all-sufficient one. He doesn't have to go out and find anything. He's already blessed. And I don't know if Boaz, I know it's speaking as a type of Christ, certainly he was always a wealthy man. But if we just look at him as a man for a moment, I don't know if he was always a wealthy man. I wonder if during these 10 years, when they left, God was blessing those that remained in a very mighty way and showing that in spite of the fact that there was, yes, judgment upon those that had wanted to follow their own way, there was those that cried out and God sent judges. We know that from the book of Judges. And so there was probably during these 10 years, those that cried out to the Lord and he provided for them. And then he blessed those that stayed. So there is blessing in staying and remaining where God's blessing will always be.
Second man, I'm speaking about Adam and Christ. If you read 1 Corinthians, because sometimes we take things for granted. We think, okay, I said the first man, everybody know what I'm talking about. The first man, Adam, and in Adam all died. The second man is Christ, and in Christ we will have life. And you have to make the transition, like Ruth did, from being associated with the first man to be linked with the second man.